A Democratic primary in Saratoga Springs this fall is a real possibility after former city attorney Sarah Berger announced her candidacy for city council on Tuesday.
I made my decision carefully and thoughtfully after considering the 5 seats on the council and what my interests are and my background, and I felt that running for commissioner of public safety was most appropriate.
Appointed to the position of city attorney by Mayor Joanne Yepsen, Berger served from January 1, 2014, until resigning in September. In her resignation letter, she cited a fundamental disagreement with the city in handling legal matters. Speaking with WAMC Friday, Berger said she's always had an interest in public service.
I believe that as a city, we can do better. And as a council member, I can help move the city forward.
Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen told WAMC that he intends to run for another term and that he did not expect Berger's announcement.
This is very unusual to have a primary from somebody in your own party. So I was surprised at that. I don't understand why she would be doing that.
Faced with a primary challenge, Mathiesen called the early arrival of campaign season unfortunate.
I'm very busy between my personal life, my professional profession, and I mean, my responsibilities in City Hall. So, you know, having to start another political campaign this early is very disconcerting.
With Saratoga Springs Commission style of government, each commissioner oversees a part of the city's day-to-day operations, as well as having a seat on the city council. Berger said she would outline her ideas for the department as the campaign continues. She said one issue she will be paying close attention to is the lack of affordable housing in the city. For the past several months, Saratogians have debated a proposed parking garage for the city center complex in a location beside a city park. Berger said she does not believe the city has worked to strike a balance between the needs of the city center authority and the public. City government has made headlines over the last year with cases that have brought on lawsuits and state investigations. Berger's resignation last year came after the city approved a deal to acquire land near Northway Exit 14 for the purposes of building a third firehouse, involving the sale of a city-owned parking lot. Soon after, a group of former city officials brought a lawsuit against the city. The state's attorney general's office is investigating. A second state investigation was launched into the city's waiving of water connection fees. The city is also currently engaged in a lawsuit with the family of Daryl Mount Jr., a man who died in May, months after sustaining injuries during a police foot chase on Labor Day weekend 2013. The cause of Mount's injuries is still debated, with the family charging police brutality. The city contends he was injured after falling from a scaffold. The city did not release video surveillance footage of the events that led to the foot chase until a month after Mount's death. Berger said she would have handled the situation differently.
You know, the Mount family, I think, was looking for some closure and answers that they were not getting, and the public as well.
Mathiesen defended the department's actions, but said he had wanted to release the video sooner.
There's a large volume of information, and we released it as soon as we could, based upon the advice of our attorneys.
All 5 positions on the Saratoga Springs City Council, including the mayor, are up for grabs in November. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.